Here's a number to start your Saturday. 50-49. That's the Senate vote that just confirmed Todd Blanch, Trump's former personal defense attorney, as the nation's top law enforcement officer. One vote. One of the tightest cabinet confirmations in recent memory, and what it cost to get there tells you almost everything about where Washington stands right now. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to the Intelligix Daily Briefing for Saturday, August 8th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have an enormous amount of ground to cover today, so let me give you a sense of the landscape. On the international front, Zelensky is in Serbia holding talks while Russian missiles hit Kyiv again. The Senate passed a sanctions bill named for the late Lindsey Graham, targeting both Russia and Iran. And a top U.S. general is privately pushing for an off-ramp from the Iran war, even as Treasury Secretary Bessent says a ceasefire deal could come as soon as today. That conflict has now expanded into an active cyber war targeting data centers, power plants, and water systems. And Pete Hegseth is responding with the biggest cyber command restructuring in 16 years.
On the domestic politics side, Trump told Punchbowl News that voters are angry at Republicans, not him, which is a fascinating bit of distance to put between himself and his own party. Harris delivered what people are calling a sharp keynote in New Orleans, urging Democrats to show what she called ruthlessness. Tennessee's redistricted map produced real upsets in its first primary test. And new polling has a Democrat leading in the Texas Senate race, which would have been unthinkable two election cycles ago.
In tech and AI, the stories today form almost a complete cautionary tale about the gap between AI ambition and reality. NYU's Aswath Damodaran, the so-called dean of valuation, warns that Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, and Alphabet could collectively burn through $745 billion on AI this year without a clear path to returns. Bank of America is flagging AI valuations approaching dot-com era extremes. And yet, NVIDIA just committed up to $3 billion to Lancium and joined a $2 billion raise for Firmus, doubling down on physical AI infrastructure. Only 20% of planned U.S. AI data centers are actually under construction. There's a lot of tension in those numbers together.
We'll also get into the Cursor brand being retired after the SpaceX deal closes, a BTC Pay server exploit draining Lightning wallets, the Starship booster that's been floating at sea for 2 weeks with Musk saying recovery is not looking good, and Alphabet's SpaceX stake losing $28 billion as lockup expiry flooded the market. On the battery and energy front, sodium-ion batteries made from table salt are hitting the market. BYD just filed 6 solid-state battery patents, and Amazon is backing what would be the largest planned gas power plant in the United States at 7.65 gigawatts in West Texas.
And we close with science, health, and culture. MIT physicists capturing competing electron phases in real time. NASA extending Voyager 2's mission with what they're calling the Big Bang Fix. A cyclospora outbreak threatening lettuce growers across North America. Flesh-eating bacteria killing 5 people in Louisiana. Lake Mead hitting its lowest recorded level. And Darwin's 150-year-old carnivorous plant theory finally confirmed in Nature Communications. Plus, the White House's Spider-Man AI image, which has both Marvel fans and legal scholars paying close attention. That's today. Let's get into it.